Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, we are live. Welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tim Madden, the beautiful Christina Madden. Guys, you know what happens sometimes. People get sore throats, man. They get sore throats and ear infections. And we wish her a extremely speedy recovery. She was even feeling tremendously better today. It happened on Monday, but her voice was still kind of down. But don't worry, she will be back next week. And you're just stuck with me today. But as always, man, I got a great message for you today that I'm super excited to share with you. Hey, if you don't know me, I am the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades here at Executive Career Upgrades, being one of the fastest growing career services organizations in America, right? We are on a mission to help people, to help leaders in corporate America land the job and money they deserve. But not only that, right? Have a plan when they take over this next role. And most importantly, make success easy for them and their teams. The same thing our mentor, Christina, and I does for us. So I'm super excited to share with you a couple great messages today and some changes to the Executive Career Upgrades podcast that many of you, it's wild to even say this, is watched in 64 countries every single week. So we definitely appreciate our viewers over on Apple and Spotify and all of the different podcasts and the people that tune in live to LinkedIn every single week. I am monitoring the chat today as well. As always, hey, shameless plug, do me a favor. If you've got any value from this podcast, me and Christina are big on goals, and I hope you are big on goals as well, your goals for 2024. So before I get into one we have, what are some of your personal goals? What are some of your professional goals this year? And what are some of your financial targets? Probably one of the most important questions you could ask yourself in life. So number two, do me a favor. It is on me and Christina's goal list to be a top 100 podcast. And we can only do that with your support. So do me a favor, go on over to Apple Podcasts, Google Apple Podcasts, Executive Career Upgrades, and leave us a 5-star review if you like the information we are putting out every single week. So a couple changes coming to the podcast. Number one, we will always do one live show on LinkedIn streamed every single week, but I got some exciting news. Me and Christina were talking last week. We are going to be holding potentially two more episodes that are going to be launching every single week. One that I'm primarily going to be responsible for is we've done a great job providing you tactics and strategies in your search, being successful with your teams and, you know, all the things around goal setting and communication, all the things about the job search. But what I have failed to do is, I can't even believe this, I have failed to bring some of the people we have worked with and got some truly life-changing results. Some of you have already went over to our YouTube channel and found some of these people. There's a lot on there if you've been to our YouTube channel. But hey, we're going to start bringing in some people, right, to share their story. And I'm super excited about the first person I'm going to be bringing on, but you'll just have to wait and see until that episode drops. It's just an amazing story, okay? Because again, the more times, no matter what you're overcoming, I know we're talking about being successful in your corporate career, right? But the more times you see what success look like, no matter where you're trying to elevate in your life, the more times you can see success, the easier it is for you to have success. So I'm excited to share some of these amazing stories. We actually just talked to two people today, right? One got a new opportunity at Deloitte. He's onboarding Friday. And another VP of sales, I believe. I can't remember the name of the organization. But remember, if you're in a job search right now, a lot of people think, man, a job search is so tough. And hey, don't get me wrong, it is tough if you don't have a plan. But remember, after you get that job, then your job really starts. So definitely stay tuned for an upcoming episode on the Executive Career Upgrades podcast. All right, before we get started, as always, hey, going over to Amazon and pick up Discipline Equals Dream Job, Amazon bestseller, right? I put in the struggles. Hey, this is just 15 years. This is 15 years of what I had to learn, the trials and tribulations I had to go to get success in the corporate world for Tim Madden. I know this book will help you if you're currently in a job search right now. So, and last thing. Okay. And then we will really get started, I promise. Hey, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast if you need, right, some help in your career. So let's get started with today's episode, which I think a lot of people need this message. So I'm super excited to deliver it today. Hey, episode 129, inner strength, right? Cultivating confidence from within. How do you cultivate confidence? I know Christina was really upset because she was like, man, this is my favorite subject. I can't believe I'm not going to be there today. So she's probably going to be very critical of me. This is what happens when you marry a high performer. I love you, honey. Okay. So when I started thinking about confidence and how to cultivate it and how to develop it, I really thought of my time serving in the military. So here's the first tip I got for you as we're getting into the episode. Embrace a mission-oriented mindset. Most people don't get what they want out of their life, their career, their marriage, their finances, because they are not on a mission. And if you are not on a mission, you're going to fail. Oh, you know, it'd be nice if I did this. It'd be nice if I did that. What do you think you're going to take that seriously? Oh, it'd be nice if I lost 10 pounds. It'd be nice if I had a retirement account. It'd be nice if this. So the number one step in creating some confidence is you need to have some goals that you're excited about so you can actually be on a mission. Okay. It's hard to be a corporate leader, ladies and gentlemen. And it's hard to grow organizations, companies, and business units. That's why you have to be on a mission. Me and Christina talk about this every single day. We are on a mission here to impact 100,000 lives in corporate America. And we know to impact 100,000 lives in the time frame we want to, Christina and I need 500 people inside our organization assisting these people to help them throughout their career so we could actually make this happen. If you ain't on a mission, go ahead and quit now. Because here's what happens when you're not sold on yourself, when you're not sold on your ability, when you're not sold on where you're going, you will not get there. You're going to have to, no matter what you do, you're going to have to push through a lot of adversity, lots of fear, second guessing yourself, people talking bad about you. Welcome to the Success Club. Be on a mission. The military has it figured out. Right? The one thing when you start doing anything, here is your mission. Here is why it's important. Here is why I need you to do your part. Sorry, Christina got these new glasses in here if you're watching live. She said, no more Dasani bottles or Publix bottles, right? Tim, only the Executive Career Upgrades water. I was like, okay. Just let me make sure I don't hit it with my watch. So, hey, you have to be on a mission. Here's what I tell people anyway. You got to have a job anyway. You're going to be a leader anyway, right? Why don't you win while you're doing it? So can you get excited? Can you be on a mission? Hey, you're at a job you hate right now, but you don't want to leave. Be on a mission to turn it around. Be on a mission to get out of those bad people out of your current organization. So hey, number one, to start creating a little bit of confidence, you need to know where you're going and why. And to do that, you need a mission. Otherwise, you will absolutely never achieve it. Number two, want to build confidence? You know what you have to do every single day? To build confidence every single day, you need to practice and you need to train rigorously. I probably didn't say that right. Sorry about that. But you need to train every single day. So many people want to be the best at something and they want to like never train. They don't want to force, they don't want to force their people to train. They don't want to train. And if you don't want to train, do you think your team wants to train? And how do you get better at anything? Training. It's the only way to get better. I wish you could just snap your fingers and you just magically got better at something. That's why I tell most of our clients, regardless of it, if the program that they're in here at Executive Career Upgrades, because we do a lot of things and we help a lot of people in their career. Okay. I always say, when you start something new, you are going to suck at it. I'm sorry. If you go to your new company and you've never used Salesforce before, you're not going to know what the hell you're doing. Never use HubSpot, never use their ERP system, their new financial system, their performance management system, their HR system. You're going to suck at it. Why do you think that is? Because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Makes sense, right? So how do you get better? You get a mentor, right? You watch some training videos and you do the trial and error thing until you get more confident. So it happens this way, right? Through software systems, through onboarding, through finding a job, through everything. So number two, if you want to build confidence, how can I be more confident about using, I know we're talking about a software system, but it's just an analogy. How can I be more confident using Salesforce? Hey, you need to skill up, okay? You need to learn that customer relationship management tool and you need to ask questions and you're probably going to have to train continually on it. And then over time, guess what? You will probably be more confident, okay? If I never, I know everyone loves my fitness analogies. Christina's like, stop telling those, right? But the reality is, hey, if you've never ran, right? And you go to run a mile and you have 8 minutes to run the mile and you're really uneasy and you're like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. Well, imagine if you trained for 90 days and maybe you had a coach. Now your job is to run a mile in 8 minutes. How confident are you going to be? Dude, extremely confident. I've already ran under an 8 minute mile every day for the past 60 days. What are my chances of running below an 8 minute mile the next time? So number two, okay, you have to train rigorously. So number one, we have to be on a mission. And number two, hey, again, welcome to the Success Club. You want to build confidence? Everyone thinks people that don't have it thinks it just magically comes to people like me. I think I got some confidence. Hey, I'm still working on mine. But number two, where does it come from? Hey, you have to train. It comes through repetition. All right, I've missed a lot of comments. Let me make sure. Let me go back up. Mike, hello from Seattle. Welcome. Welcome. Hello from San Jose, California. Chris from Denver. Welcome. John. John, welcome. South Carolina. Appreciate everyone showing up today. Matt Ramsey, appreciate you, sir. Nashville, Tennessee. Excellent, everyone. Hey, thanks for coming and joining us live on the podcast today. Okay, let's go to number three. Self-discipline. Probably one of the hardest things to, one of the hardest things and the easiest things. Discipline is just doing things that you know you need to do when you really don't feel like doing them. And by the way, let me just give you some advice. It's typically always going to be things that are really good for you, but it's always going to be a tremendous, huge pain in the butt that you're never going to want to do. Can you control your mind? Can you get past your mind and negotiating with yourself every single day? You know, I'm not going to work on my job search today. You know I've been struggling with my team and leadership, but I'm not going to pick up a book from John Maxwell today or hook up on one of his courses or schedule a call with us. You know, I just got a job I worked so hard for, but you know, when I go in for the first 100 days, I'm just going to wing it. Self-development is only developed by doing things you don't want to do. The more important, the more self-awareness you can bring to actually what self-discipline is and how important it is, right? That will hopefully make it a lot easier for you. Because if you're like, you know what? Okay, let's make a list of all these things that are important, okay? Now I need to be on a mission and I need to train every day on these. And over time, you will develop discipline. Therefore, what that basically means is when you get into a flow of doing these things, I feel like discipline is just the higher your level of discipline, the less you'll be knocked off your game. Because what happens when you get knocked off your game? You go into a slump. What happens if you're a corporate leader in a slump? Your whole team slides into a slump. Then everyone's in a slump. Now we got a bad culture. But it starts with you. If you're watching this podcast, if you're tuning in live, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, right? Leave me a review, right? Remember, if you haven't already. But hey, you need to develop self-discipline by doing things that you know you need to do, but you rarely won't, or you rarely don't want to. So what helps me, I know I've said this on a couple other podcasts, when I write down things that I know I need to do, Like today, I know, hey, this morning, Tim Madden had an MRI because I'm committed to fixing my freaking foot so I can start running again, do triathlons, and then make my video guy come with me, right? But hey, I know now, you know, I have a workout scheduled today. I'm doing it at 5. I also know there's things, I have a leadership training today at 4 to become a better leader. I have this. Man, but you know what would be really good today, everyone? Just let's go home and sit on the couch. Let's take a day off. We've all been working so hard. It's easy to do that every single day, right? You need to develop self-discipline. So on the military, right? The military discipline is fundamental to success when you're going to battle, because every day you are going to battle. So hopefully you're on a mission. So we need to establish routines, set priorities, and hold ourselves accountable to high standards. Self-discipline will build confidence as well by demonstrating our ability to control our actions and stay focused on your goals. Remember, you got to have that. Otherwise, you will get knocked off. Next, you need to stay calm under pressure. You're in a job search right now. Things are hectic. Funds are low. Whatever. Maybe that's your situation. Stay calm under pressure. You're approaching the final rounds of the interview. Oh man, the last one's with the CEO, the board, the panel. Stay calm under pressure. You're about to start a new job and you're trying to develop your plan. Stay calm under pressure. Okay. Your biggest account just left you, who brings in 20% of your total yearly revenue, and you lead sales. Stay calm under pressure. When you become frustrated, when you become down on yourself, when you start passing the blame to other people, you are not in a good place whatsoever. Bad things are going to happen to you likely throughout the rest of your career, in your personal life, shifts in the market, right? Things affecting finance, things affecting your business unit, or maybe multiple aspects of the business. Stay calm under pressure. That's why in the military, we have to train so much. For instance, when I think about staying calm under pressure, they make us go through the gas chamber. For all my military vets, how fun is that, right? They make us go through the gas chamber. They make us put on our mask, go in there, take it off, put it back on to build confidence, right? To say, hey, if you're ever in a real life environment, we don't want you to freak out. What happens when, you know, we train every single day. We train as if we react to contact. Someone does something bad. It discombobbles us. What do we do now? You do not want to be confused when you're in battle. And I know we're talking to military, but this applies to corporate America as well. You need to have strong leadership. And it starts with yourself. We just did a leadership workshop last week. We were talking about kind of inner mastery, saying if you're trying to be an effective leader, the first thing you need to do is be able to lead yourself. And if something bad happens, right, of the many bad things that you know life's going to throw at you, business is going to throw at you, your boss is going to throw at you, okay, you need to stay calm. So military soldiers, right, were trained to remain calm and composed in high-pressure situations because it's important. So some things that we practice mindfulness techniques in the morning, such as, you know, just deep breathing and visualization to stay focused during challenging times. You need habits and rituals. Oh, one thing I forgot to share with you as well about that discipline part was, you know, it was probably last year. I used to think like I had to feel a certain way to do something, right? You know, you have those feelings, right? You have those feelings of, you know, yeah, I want to do this, or, you know, I don't really want to do this. My feelings were involved in many aspects of my life. And then while I know that feelings are important and emotions are important and everyone has them, okay, when it comes to my goals, I try to be unreasonable. So what happened is, hey, regardless if I want to do it or don't want to do it, like the leadership call today, the different things I have to do, my workout that's later because my MRI or whatever, right? Whenever those thoughts creep in, because they creep in on you every single day, I know what they are. You know what? I don't want to do this today. I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do that. This, my mind, here's my habit, right? My ritual. when I start having thoughts like that, I immediately go to, you know what? This is why most people aren't successful. This is why most people aren't corporate leaders of people of large teams. Because when they're met with a little bit of resistance, they quit. And then I'm like, geez, now I got to go do that thing. That's why we go back to number one. Hey, you got to be on a mission. You have to have a purpose. You don't have a mission and a purpose, even at your corporate job. It's tremendously hard to be a corporate leader. We got Melbourne. Lots of places tuning in. Hello from Texas. Hello. Hey, talked about this yesterday on Facebook. So you should follow me. Christy, help me out. Drop my Facebook or my Instagram. Hey, I post stories to them every single day for free. Hey, this doesn't cost anything to help you out. Just things that I'm thinking. So Christy, if you could help me out in the chat. I believe on Instagram, I'm the Tim Madden. I'll change the Facebook to that one whenever I get around to it. But right yesterday on my Facebook, I was talking about, you know, seeking mentorship. It's the ultimate hack to life. You know, back from the 1900s, you know, one of the most read books in the world, international bestseller, probably the one of all time, was Think and Grow Rich, right? One of the ultimate hacks he said, no matter what you're trying to do in life, if you're struggling a little bit, get a mentor. So I just want to encourage you right now, the same knowledge I dropped on people that follow me online was if you wanted to do something in your life, whether it's getting in shape or it's getting a new job, whether it's whatever, if you knew how to do it, ladies and gentlemen, you would already have it. Does that make sense? Like if you knew how to work out, if you knew how to lose weight, if you knew how to go get the job and money, if you knew how to be a more effective leader, if you knew how to onboard and grow sales teams or recruit, or there's lots of aspects, right? Have a financial plan. If you knew how to do these things already, you would likely excel in those areas. Does that make sense? Like if you were a financial savvy person, you would probably not allow yourself to get into, you know, financial ruin. That makes sense? So the only way you can get new tactics and strategies is by two things. You need new knowledge and new information. And then once you have that, you need to apply it. And the most easiest way to ensure that happens is to have someone hold you accountable, which is like why me and Christina have like 10 coaches or something. You know, we got a leadership coach, a communication coach, a fitness coach, a nutrition coach. We have all these coaches. Why? Because I can't know everything, right? So I rely on other people to learn from. So I highly encourage you to seek mentorship because experienced mentors can help you phenomenally in your life and in your career because likely they've already achieved success and you can simply learn from their experiences so much faster. But so many people are stubborn and I don't know why. So many people are stubborn. They just want to do everything on their own, man. No one has done anything great by themselves. That's another key concept that I want you to take away from here. No one has done anything phenomenal by themselves. They've always had, you know, people or lots of people around them to make it happen. So likely you will too. So if you need help in a specific area of your life where you've been unable to have success, find someone to help you. If it's anything career related, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast so we can help you out. We got that area covered for you. But one of the goals for me and Christina of this podcast is to help elevate your career in corporate America. But the reality is this, getting the job is different from keeping the job, is different from excelling at the job, is different from how am I showing up to the job? Because that's the mindset, right? How can I feel good? That's what you're eating and how you're operating and moving your body. What are you injecting into yourself, right? A lot of stuff goes in to being effective in corporate America so that we can impact the next generation and generations. And it's up to you. And I hope you're serious about it because there's a lot of ineffective leaders out there who don't take the time to learn these different things and they struggle and they pass on all those bad habits. And then you hire those same people later on. Not good. Last thing I got for you. Hey, You have to maintain a positive attitude in the face of adversity. The only way you're going to do that is if, right, is if, are you ready? We have a mission. We train every day. We develop self-discipline. We stay calm under pressure. We seek mentorship. Hey, then it's really easy to have a positive mindset. Really hard to have a positive mindset. I love this question. Thank you so much, Lily. She went right to the career. She said, how do you get a mentor other than paying for a career coach? Is that my only option? Well, I would say this, right? I hired a business coach, right? There are people out there who do it for free. But be careful where you get advice from. So many people are relying on advice from a friend, a family member. They're giving you finance advice when they don't have any money. They're trying to give you relationship advice when they ain't even in the relationship or they have a relationship that you don't want. So I would say I wouldn't seek, hey, if there's a free mentor out there that's a friend or something, but I would say the one equivalent, you remember when I said mentors? Okay. Guidance of experienced mentors who have already achieved success in what you're actually doing. That's the problem why so many people get confused. They need help in their career, right? But then they're talking to a lot of people that haven't had the success that they're even looking for. So really, here's what just Tim Madden recommends. And I'm not just saying this about the career. I'm saying this about in multiple facets. I always look for the most expensive person. I talked about this a week ago online. I look for the most expensive person. So when I'm looking for a coach, when I'm looking for someone in leadership, hey, I know I feel more confident making that investment because I know I'm going to get a return. Because typically people charge the most. They've been doing it. They have a process. They have lots of testimonials. They have structures, programs, etc. Anytime I've invested in myself for small investments, I've always been let down. You have too. And not just in yourself. What happens when you go with the cheapest lawn company? Man, they never show up when they're supposed to. And they always do a crappy job. Now, hey, maybe sometimes they do. But I tell you what, the lawn company in your area that charges the most, okay, they have premium trucks, they got the insurance, they're paying people, they're typically coming in nice shirts, they're doing a professional job. We can all agree, we pay what we get for, what we want. You know, Lily? And another thing is this, what do you want people to think about you when you go to the next company? Do you want people thinking about how cheap they can get you for or how much extreme value you're going to bring that organization to help out in any aspect that you can? This is one thing that drives me crazy. There's, you know, we deal with a lot of clients helping them in the job here, Lily, and sometimes recruiters and hiring managers will ask these people, hey, what's the least amount, you know, you'll accept as a compensation package? What a crazy question to ask someone, right? What's the cheapest amount you can come on board for? So I would tell you, anyone listening to this podcast right now, come in an abundance mindset. Okay. What's the best coach I could have? What would do that for my career? Right? How can I get hooked up with other companies that are also abundance mindsets who see value in people? Food for thought. By adopting some of these principles and incorporating them into your life, you can start to build this confidence. But I'll be the first to tell you, hey, it's not easy. And it takes a daily commitment to be self-aware of this every single day. And the moment you slack, you're going to fall into a slump. Remember, confidence isn't about being fearless at all, but rather having the courage to take action despite what you are actually fearful of. All right, everyone, until next week, have a great week. And hey, go out and get yours in your career. You are worth it. If no one else told you this, this month, this year, you are worth it. I believe in you. I believe that you can get the tactics and strategies you need to go get the big job. Okay. To start the job off right, to get the leadership skills, the communication skills, to make the impact that you know that you were destined to make. Most people, they're right here, but their potential is so high. So how are you going to live up to your potential today? Number one, I'd recommend write down what you're on a mission to achieve. Until next week, hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Have a great week, everyone.